The Polish-American radio program, which can be heard by more than 500,000 Polish-Americans in our area, now proudly presents their Polka Time and Variety program. And now, here's your host, Michael Blehar.
Dzień dobry, and welcome to our Saturday get-together here on 860 AM, serving southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware. On the radio, however, people from all over the USA and the world simply can tune in by logging on to SaturdayVarietyProgram.com. As always, I ask that you contact family members and friends and invite them to tune in. We're going to have a lot of kolędy and beautiful Polish-American Christmas season music. We'll be talking about Vigilia and so much more. Let's start off the broadcast today with this one. It's a magic holiday polka, and it's by Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra. Well, ladies and gentlemen, first, I want to wish all of you and yours a very Merry Christmas, and that's also being extended from all of us in the Blehash and Ilnitsky family. As you know, Christmas is a very special day for people of Polish heritage all over the world, and it gives us an additional opportunity to celebrate another treasured Polish custom, Vigilia. The Christmas Eve dinner and the sharing of Christmas wafer, opłatek, at the vigil dinner and various times during the holiday season when you gather with family and friends. Today throughout the broadcast, I will be announcing some Christmas greetings from our sponsors and Christmas greetings from our supporters to our listeners near and far. And I would like to pause now and have this very special presentation of Christmas Eve dinner, Vigilia, which is absolutely beautiful, and it will be followed by a beautiful kolenda by the Poznańskie Słowiki, Wśród Nocnej Ciszy. But I also want to take this opportunity to remind you that all of the Polish Christmas customs are posted on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. When you go there, you'll be able to click on the link and you'll see all the customs and what is done, and you'll be even able to see the beautiful Christmas kolendy in both Polish and in English. At this time, let's sit back and enjoy this beautiful presentation of Vigilia. And ladies and gentlemen, on Christmas Eve, tens of millions of Polish families from around the world will once again be united as they celebrate the tradition of Vigilia, the vigil of Christmas, as families gather for the meatless Vigilia supper. The white cloth on the dinner table is there to symbolize the purity of the Virgin Mary, and the strands of hay placed in the center of the table remind us of the manger where the Christ child was born. And the lit candle on your dinner table symbolizes the hope that the Christ child will be present with you in spirit at your Vigilia dinner. Another Polish custom is to set an extra place at the table for an unexpected guest, which recalls the Polish saying, Gość w domu, Bóg w domu, or a guest in the home is God in the home. After grace, it's time to share the thin wafer known as opłatek, as each person breaks off a small piece of the opłatek and shares it with everyone gathered, it's our special time to wish them a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, filled with prosperity, good health, and good cheer. Opłatek is a symbol of peace, and it's meant to bring people closer together and encourage them to forget the past and look forward to an enjoyable future. Now, the meatless Vigilia dinner includes items like mushroom soup, fish, noodles, pierogi, potatoes, vegetables, salads, poppy seed cake, fruit, and a variety of your own individual family favorites. And I'm sure that the ladies will be doing a great job getting that food ready. After the dinner, people gather around the Christmas tree and exchange gifts, sing some Christmas carols, and enjoy each other's company. For the families going to the Christmas Eve Mass, known as Pasterka, or the Shepherd's Mass, they'll be hearing the Polish Christmas carols known as Kolędy first, and of course those Kolędy will be sung in churches throughout the world during the Christmas season. They were written in Poland hundreds of years ago to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And by the way, singing the Kolędy remains another way for Polish people to be united with the customs and music of Poland. I encourage you to celebrate these treasured Christmas customs with your family members and friends, and remember, every time you celebrate a custom, you're keeping the spirit of your ancestors alive and demonstrating pride in your Polish heritage. If you'd like to print out the articles, go to PolishAmericanCenter.com. The information on Polish Christmas customs is right there on the front page. In fact, why not email it to your family members as well? As we prepare for Christmas, all of us in the Blihash family wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. In Polish, Wesoły Świąt Bożego Narodzenia i Szczęśliwego Nowego Roku.
Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you about the December edition of the Polish American News, which is right there on the front page of PolishAmericanCenter.com. In fact, when you click on there, right on the front page, you will see a beautiful, beautiful presentation, and it wishes everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year in both Polish and English. Of course, you can spread that around to family and friends. And Wesoły Świąt, Bożego Narodzenia, from the Polish American Heritage Association of Manayunk and Roxborough, and the people from St. Joseph at Church, Helen Sizio Paha Community Contact. And also best wishes from Mary Ann Collison and members of the Polish American Heritage Association of Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, as well as Wesoły Świąt, Bożego Narodzenia I Szczęśliwego Nowego Roku from Marek and Kasia Kucharski, owners of Polka Deli, located at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia, and from the members of the Polish Roman Catholic Union of America. James Robaczewski is national president. Wesoły Świąt from members of the Polish American String Band, and from Teresa Romanowski, vice president of the Polish American Congress Eastern Pennsylvania District. Also Wesoły Świąt from Marek and Bożena Maj of MMB Contractors. Merry Christmas, Wesoły Świąt, and a Happy New Year from Michael and Karen Krabowski, from Judy and Tony Leisure, from Lieutenant and Mrs. Michael Ferret, from Albert Krakowski, CPA, from Stephanie Henryka McCurry, from Michelle Zemrzucki, from Danuta Dobrowolski, and from all of us in the Blihash and Rock families, Richard and Bożena Logis and daughters Isabella and Juliet, Halina and Wojciech Gontar, from Wesley Muszał of the Polish National Alliance, from Marianne Pruszyk, and from Dr. Maria Świecicka-Ziemianiek. And also best wishes to you and yours from everyone involved with Polish American Radio Program. And may I now pause with you to enjoy this very special selection. It is Dzisiaj Bethlehem, which means in Bethlehem is the birth of Jesus, and it is by Mazowsze.
Oh, boy.
And ladies and gentlemen, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Wesołych Świąt Bożego Narodzenia I Szczęśliwego Nowego Roku to you and yours from the board and volunteers of the Polish-American Cultural Center Museum Exhibit Hall there at 308 Walnut Street in historic Philadelphia. They will be open on their regular schedule beginning on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 10 a.m. until 4 in the afternoon. Also, best wishes, Wesołych Świąt, from Commander Caroline Czeszelka, from all of us in the Blihash family, my daughter Donna and her husband Brian Yeager, and my daughter Marion Blihash Rott, her husband Andrew Rott, their daughter Gabriela, and their son Andrew. Wesołych Świąt from Father Mark Kunagonis, who is the pastor of St. John Cantius Church in the Bridesburg section of Philadelphia, and from Father Konstanty Pruszynski, the pasterka on Christmas Eve at St. John Cantius will be at 12 midnight. Commander Caroline Czeszelka wishes you the very best, and of course, a very Merry Christmas. And Dr. Józef Rzeźnik, PhD, Dr. Joan Lambert, Christina Kuzmine, and Mike Sessions from the app Go for Made in America USA is wishing you the very best. And of course, Merry Christmas from Mark Andel and family of the Made in America store in Elma, New York. You can visit them on the internet by going to madeinamericastore.com. And also best wishes for an enjoyable Christmas. And that is coming out from Mr. James Robaczewski, who is the national president, and all of the board and directors of the Polish Roman Catholic Union of America, great supporters of our broadcast and so many absolutely great events throughout the United States. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Dorothy Dempsey, Frank Lubiski of Union Roofing, and from the Polish Intercollegiate Club of Philadelphia, the PKM Polish Folk Dance Ensemble. And also best wishes from Edward Czepiokowski, who is the supervisor of Gniewek Funeral Home in Port Richmond, Philadelphia. Well, how about we pause now and enjoy this selection? It is Ring Those Christmas Bells. And when I come back, I'll be sharing with you this week's American-made commentary. And thank you for all of your help making this a great success for all of us. Sit back and enjoy this selection once again by Jimmy Sturr. And ladies and gentlemen, season's greetings, Merry Christmas, and best wishes to all during this festive holiday season from everyone promoting the Buy American Made campaign. We ask that you continue to spread the word to family and friends, because your words and actions help expand and restore long-term jobs and job skills in the United States. As you shop, look to support businesses that are manufacturing and employing people in the United States of America. During the last 35 years, many stores were forced to become outlets for foreign-made products because American-made products became more unavailable and suppliers focused on foreign-made items. This can't continue, and in order to urge merchandisers to seek out more made in the USA products, America's consumers must request and purchase American-made products so business owners see how customers are directing their purchasing power. During your holiday celebrations, let everyone know you're a Buy American Made campaign supporter and invite them to visit our internet sites, AmericanWorkersRadio.com, NationalSmallBusinessWeekend.com, AmericanMadeMonth.com, NationalSmallBusinessMonth.com. These internet sites promote our campaigns, which help unite and inform millions of people about the importance of restoring jobs and job skills in America. With your help, we will have even more success in the future. Best wishes to you and yours for an enjoyable holiday season, and thanks for supporting the Buy American Made campaign. This is Michael Blihosh. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon, tune into American Workers Radio on 860 AM, serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcast from anywhere in the world, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And ladies and gentlemen, I have to say a special thank you to all of you that are going out of your way to support our radio broadcast on Wednesday, to support all of your local businesses and American-made products. It's really, I see, up to us, the American people, to take action. I have a lot of good reports coming in from the news media that they have really promoted December as National Small Business Month. Compliments to a lot of the television hosts that have been making it known that they are supporting this effort. And of course, the newspapers and our radio broadcasters are doing a great job. And I would like to take this opportunity to wish season's greetings, Merry Christmas, and best wishes to all of the radio broadcasters that repeat my commentary each and every week during their radio broadcast time. And it is certainly helping us to get a lot of people really behind this great movement to support American workers and America's businesses. I want to say a special thank you to Larkin Conley, Rich Loges, Mark Andel, also to Bruce Bassett Powell, our engineer Henry Chaplinsky, who all helped me in various ways to make sure that the message gets out to the public. It's a very important message. Thank you for helping us to make this a very, very interesting, just a very interesting program. We're not seeing this in the major media. We hear all kinds of news, but nothing for them to tell us how we can unite even more to support one another and get our businesses and our workers even moving more than they have been in the last few years. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you, for all that you have done over the years and during this past year, I'd like to send out this next selection. It is called Ring Those Christmas Bells.
big Christmas lights shining bright. Waving o'er each countryside, they break the still of night. In this festive setting, you can hear the angels sing. A joyous feeling all the Christmas lights do bring.
And ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Saturday Variety Program here on 860 AM. I'm Michael Blihash, and during this very special time of year, I want to say again, thank you for supporting our radio broadcast, listening on the radio, internet, on Alexa, however you tune in, and best wishes to you and yours for a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This radio broadcast allows us to be an extended family of people living near and far. And Barbara and I are always encouraging you to let other people know that you can tune in on the radio or on the internet, and you'll be hearing your Christmas greetings through the balance of today's program. Tomorrow, Barbara will be celebrating Vigilia on Christmas Eve, and then on Christmas Day on Monday, she'll be offering additional radio greetings. Do tune in. That's Monday at 11. Tomorrow it is 12:30 till 1:30 in the afternoon. And we ask that you support our advertisers and let them know that you hear about their products and services here on the Polish American Radio Program. As always, you can check us out on the internet by going to PolishAmericanRadioProgram.com or SaturdayVarietyProgram.com. And as we celebrate Christmas, I have best wishes to you and yours from everyone from Polish American Social Services, also known as PASS and United Social Services. Give them a call. They are open this week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 10 until 4 p.m. Give them a call at 215-923-1900. And the Polish American Cultural Center there at 308 Walnut Street in historic Philadelphia has a beautifully decorated Christmas tree in the front window with all made Polish Christmas style ornaments and many things from Poland. It's been a great, great opportunity for tourists to come by, take a look, and stop in the museum and see the tree. It is lit every day till 1 o'clock in the morning. And thank you. All I can do is say thank you for helping us promote what we're trying to do. Also, I'd like to encourage you to let everybody know that the museum will be open again this week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then as of January the 3rd, the museum is open on its regular schedule Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. and admission is free, and they welcome you to spread the word. It's very, very important. And at this time, the members and volunteers of the museum wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and encourage you to invite people to stop by and visit. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Wesoły Świąt Bożego Narodzenia i Szczęśliwego Nowego Roku to Polonia from Father Jan Pałkowski, who wishes the people of St. John Paul II Parish and St. Adalbert Church in Philadelphia the very best. Pasterka at St. Adalbert Church on Christmas Eve is at 12 midnight. Best wishes to you and yours for a Merry Christmas from Barbara and Wodek Ilnicki and family, from Joseph Walunas, from John and Cynthia Krakowiak and daughters and their families, also from Richard Krzyżanowski Esquire of the Krzyżanowski Foundation, from the board and members of the Polish and Slavic Federal Credit Union, and you can visit them on the internet by going to psfcu.com. Also, Merry Christmas from John and Mary Alice Groch, from the teachers and students of St. John Kanchis Polish Language School, from Danuta and Marian Bielawiec, from Stephen and Dorothy Skurczynski and Sons, from Kazimir Kowalski, from Jerzy and Lucyna Drabiasz, from Kaszmira, Latopolsky, and from Stephen Smolchinski. Also, Merry Christmas, Wesołych Świąt i Bożego Narodzenia i Szczęśliwego Nowego Roku from Władysław Piasecki, from the Polish Scouts Co-op Przyjaciół Harcerstwa. Also, from the staff of Polish American Social Services, from Yolanda Konopacka de Scipio, attorney at law, from Father Thaddeus Gurka, who is the pastor of Sacred Heart Church in Royersford, Pennsylvania, from Ed Onizik and family of Onizik Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Fuel. They serve Camden, Gloucester, and Burlington counties, New Jersey. And everyone from Cherv's Kielbasy, located at 3370 Tilton Street in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia, offering great Polish kielbasy, homemade pierogies, and a variety of Polish specialty items. Wish you and yours the very best. Remember, you can visit them on the internet anytime by going to kielbasyboys.com. How about we pause now to enjoy this beautiful selection? It is by the Poznańskie Słowiki. It is Gdy się Chrystus rodzi, When Christ the Savior Was Born. And Merry Christmas and best wishes for the new year from Monsignor George Majaros, pastor of Sacred Heart Church in Clifton Heights and St. Hedwig's Church in Chester, Pennsylvania. And happy holidays, Wesołych Świąt Bożego Narodzenia i Szczęśliwego Nowego Roku to Polonia from the Pauline Fathers and Brothers of the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Remember, you can not only visit them personally, but also visit them on the internet by going to polishshrine.com. And listen to radio broadcasts for America's Częstochowa every Thursday at 11:45 a.m. here on 860 a.m. or anytime on the internet from the link at PolishAmericanRadioProgram.com. And the Little Servant Sisters from Cherry Hill, New Jersey, as well as Season's Greetings from Joseph Swabinski and family of Swabinski-Soharsky Funeral Home, and the Polish American Travel Service, 2714 East Allegheny Avenue in Philadelphia. And best wishes to all from officers and members of the Polish American Congress, Eastern Pennsylvania District, from Maria Pruszyk, from members of the Polish Eagle Sports Club, 3157 East Thompson Street in Port Richmond, and also from Sandra Tomaszewski and the Tomaszewski family of the Tomaszewski Funeral Home. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Wesołe Świąt to all, from Dr. Ewa Maczak, from the Gruszewski and Schaller family, from Mary and Jacek Brach and family, from David Homiński and the Polonia of Delaware County, from members and supporters of the Associated Polish Home, 9150 Academy Road in Northeast Philadelphia, and also from the Polonia of St. Stanislaus Church in South Philadelphia. Father Edward Kuczynski is the pastor. How about we pause now and enjoy this very nice selection? It is called The Joys of Christmas, and it's by Jan Simon and the Musical Air.
Christmas, may the season bring lots of
Ladies and gentlemen, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Barbara Ilnitska and myself and all the staff here from 860 AM Radio. Wesołe Świąt from Maria and Marek Kolenda, the parishioners of St. Valentine's Church in the Frankfurt section of Philadelphia, and also from our friends and supporters at the Philadelphia Corporation of Aging, known as PCA. Wesołe Świąt from the people of St. Joseph's Church, the Polish Apostolate of the Diocese of Camden, New Jersey, at 10th and Liberty Streets in Camden. Father Adam Chichotsky is the pastor. And for more information, you can visit them on the internet by going to pahacamdencounty.com. And of course, best wishes also from their Paha Camden County contact, Pat Kwoka. Also, best wishes from Władysław Piasecki, from Raymond and Barbara Wyszynski, as well as from the Polish Army Veterans Post 12 at Polanka's in Bensalem, Pennsylvania. And the entire Blihash family wish you Wesołe Świąt, Edmund Blihash and family, Marion, Drew, Gabriela, Andrew Rott, Donna, Brian, and myself, Michael Blihash, wish you and yours the very best. And also, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all from Mark Andel, Rich Loges, Larkin Conley, and Henry Chaplinsky, and everyone involved with American Workers Radio. You can tune in anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from AmericanWorkersRadio.com. Well, this is another special selection. It's Przybierzeli do Bethlehem, and it's by the Mazowsze. It means Merrily to Bethlehem the Shepherds Came. Ladies and gentlemen, as we continue our broadcast on this Saturday, December the 23rd, I have Merry Christmas, Wesołe Świąt wishes to all from Mr. Frank Spula, National President of the Polish National Alliance and the Polish American Congress. Wesołe Świąt to Polonia from Henryk Michalkiewicz and his wife Barbara and family, from Henry Chaplinski and family, from Sophia Calden Kearns, from Halina Nitka, from Steven Smolchinski from Tri-State Media Network. Also, from the board and directors of the Polish Beneficial Association, from St. Adalbert's Polish Language School, from Danuta Eichler, president, and from Richard and Dorothy Klimek and family, and from Port Richmond Savings in Philadelphia. Also, best wishes from the members of the Polski Uniwersytet Ludowy and the Janoszyk Polish Folk Dancers. And I want to remind you also to tune in to American Workers Radio every Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on 860 a.m. And because this is a very special occasion, how about we pause now and enjoy this one? It is called A Thousand Candles, and yes, it is by Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra. And ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I want to say thank you for supporting our broadcast. Say thank you to all who offered Christmas greetings, to all of our advertisers, and to all of you for helping us to promote some great music, some community events. And don't forget also about our advertisers. One that is very interesting is Polska, Polish Pottery and Gifts. They have two locations. One is there in the King of Prussia Mall. You can visit that site at polskapolishpottery.com. The other is in the Wyoming Valley Mall in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Visit that at polishpotterypride.com. In behalf of all of us in the Blihash family, I want to wish you and yours the very best. And I'm going to close off our broadcast today with a few very special selections. Sit back, relax, and enjoy, and thank you. Wesołych Świąt Bożego Narodzenia i Szczęśliwego Nowego Roku.